Hello, 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 and welcome to the Q2 2009 Osonix.com quarterly report. It's been a while since I've posted anything. Aficionados of the site may be familiar with the fact that I often try to, you know, self-consciously explain what I'm doing and what I'm up to on this site. There's a reason for that, which is that I think that this endeavor... I think this endeavor is a worthwhile one, but I think it, you need to be sort of in on the joke to get it, and that joke is not to position doing music as a way of becoming, successful star or anything like that, but more as a sort of a Kafka-esque undertaking of, personal toil or something like that. And it seems to me that since everybody pretty much wants to be doing music or is undertaking it in some way, that it should be possible to relate to somebody else who's doing it within the boundaries of reality, meaning on the margins of a day job and against considerable odds of inconvenience. So with that in mind, one other disclaimer. So it's been a while since I've posted anything. Certainly this quarterly report is long overdue, and that's got a lot to do with the fact of everything that goes on, not outside, but inside the margins of reality, with, day jobs and so forth. The economy, obviously, has been collapsing. So I've been working ridiculously long hours, that's taken a huge toll on music. But that having been said, there is actually a backlog of a year or two's worth of activity, and I'm very close to finishing something. The project that I'm going to call, you may hear a dog barking in the background. That is a dog barking on the background on the streets of an urban area in the area of New York City. That's all I'll say. That's where I live. But at any rate, Jersey City. But at any rate, what was I saying? Oh, so the Spirit Form is 7 tracks, almost done. And in fact, I'm speaking to you on a day when a friend of mine from college, my former sophomore college roommate, in fact, is going to come by to my home studio and is going to play drums on a track, which is a sort of a different thing for me. Most of, in keeping with my my Kafka-esque ambitions of, the reason I mention Kafka, for those that aren't immediately familiar with him, is he's a Czech writer from the 19th century who, most of you are familiar with him, so please indulge me. But, for anybody who's not immediately coming to mind, he's a Czech writer from the 19th century. He wrote... stuff that you were forced to read in high school and sophomore year or so of college, Metamorphosen and the Trial, and Metamorphosis and the Trial. I'm confusing it with a Richard Strauss piece of music that I happen to love, Metamorphosen. But at any rate, he was a guy who had a job as a clerk in a bureaucratic office, and he wrote these bizarre things on the margins of his day job, and wasn't especially known during his lifetime, and his writings became known after the fact. Now, is that to say that I think my music is going to become known after the fact? No, not at all, because I'm sure for every Franz Kafka, there were 100,000 Morty Schlivovitzes or, what have you. But the point is, I think that this is a legitimate way for people to ground their interests in music. So I'm trying to be a drop in the ocean of people who shouldn't cut themselves off from their own creative inclinations and creative activities just because they may not have come to terms with them prior to the 20-year-old cutoff that you have to manifest your interests in within the society before you're basically tossed onto a heap of job pool allocations. I don't know what I'm saying, but you do, which is really convenient. At any rate, So my friend is going to come out here. His name is Paul. No last names on the internet. And he's going to play drums on a song I've caught called Young Love. And the reason it seemed to make sense to collaborate, although most of the reason I was mentioning Kafka again, is most of the stuff I try to do completely on my own so that the warts of it may become somewhat endearing. In other words, it's never going to be polished. Something like Wilderness of Our Dreams, I think, only makes sense. You relate to it. It only works if you realize that it is some lunatic working all completely on his own. The moment at which I involve other people, it seems to me, is the moment at which it becomes sort of, you know, pretentious. Like, not that this quarterly report talking about Kafka and Richard Strauss isn't pretentious enough, but, you know, well, you either get what I'm saying or you don't, and I hope you do. So, at any rate, but this one is a song that I had written years ago. In fact, back when I was in college, when he was there, and it was about a woman from afar. And Paul was instrumental in helping me realize my Don Quixote-esque fixation upon this woman. He referred to her as Dulcinea del Toboso, the woman that Don Quixote was fixated on from afar. So it seemed to make sense to have him come in, plus another friend of mine from college, whom you may have heard of on the site before, a guy named Pierre Jacquelone, who mastered Wilderness of Our Dreams, played bass in one of the acoustic guitars on the song. Basically, Pierre came over. So these are some insider notes on the making of the next album, which is called Spirit Form. Pierre came over to my apartment. He's got two kids. Speaking of making music on the margins, he's got two kids, but he and his wife used to be in a band. Pierre's an amazing musician and an amazing engineer. He ran sound for Regina Spektor, a Warner recording artist, and he actually ran sound for her at Radio City Music Hall. And in fact, he got the call that his wife was expecting while he was at Radio City Music Hall running sound, which was probably the most amazing day of his life. So I live vicariously through him sometimes. But at any rate, Pierre, moving fast forwarding a couple of years from that amazing day at Radio City Music Hall, Pierre, basically wanted to sort of touch roots with music again after having spent a couple of years raising his two kids. They had two children in the span of 20 months. So two infants at home, that's a lot of work. I was over there a lot. Boy, diapers, chaos. At any rate, so he came over and we sort of, without really thinking it through too much, just kind of set up some mics and I started trotting out this old song I had. And it just kind of grew pretty quickly. And I overdubbed some other guitars on it and so forth. But it started with just he and I with acoustic guitars. The original take that everything's built on is just the two of us sitting around with the acoustic guitars and me singing. So it's a straight take that this is all built on. I added some drums to it, but I didn't think I could do it justice. So I've invited my friend Paul out. Theoretically, he's going to come out today on a Sunday, the margins of our day jobs, and he'll be adding drums to Young Love. So that's coming up. Everything else on Spirit Form, with the exception of that one song, is played entirely by yours truly, in keeping with the manic intentions of this undertaking, which is the site and pursuing music even at this late stage. So there you go. That's how things are going. I've also been playing a lot with Ben and Peter. Again, no last names on the internet, but Ben has a rehearsal space out in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. We've been going out for there for a couple of years in various combinations with people. Went out with a guy named Liam and Peter, really all just talented musicians. Ben and Liam are graduates of the Manhattan School of Music. But every attempt we've had to try to formalize things and put together material gets undermined by, you know, different people crack up in different ways and as midlife approaches. And there's some real fascination with substances and partying going on for most of the people that I've been playing with. These things hold slightly less appeal for me, at least to date. Who knows, the ground might give away, but for the moment, I like to be able to afford to, you know, continue paying for my instruments to make music. You know, I mean, Kafka wouldn't have written anything if he'd wound up homeless, and I won't make any music if I can't pay the bills. So music is my North Star, keeps me pretty grounded and focused on trying to get stuff done. So I haven't gone down that path. And the result is, anyway, since those guys have, we haven't really done the drill material to death and really get it perfect, but we have recorded almost all the time, and there have some been, over the course of a couple of years, some amazing one-off moments that probably could never be replicated, but would be worth hearing. So after I get Spirit Formed up and posted on the site, I'm going to try to put together what might be called an EP, I guess, of some things that I've played, either with Ben and Peter, or Ben and Liam, or Peter and Paul. There you go. No Mary. So there'll be some things coming up on the site soon. So there's been activity, so don't take the lack of updates on the site for a lack of, scribbling in my Kafka-esque journals, and there will be more stuff posted. So the site will seem pretty, will definitely have been augmented by the end of the year. So keep coming back between now and then, or come back by then, and there'll be some new stuff up. And forgive me if the pace is a little irregular or sluggish until then. But there's new stuff coming, and it's coming relatively soon. Anyway, the warm months are at hand. Especially if you're living on the margins of a day job, I encourage you to suck every moment of life and joy that you can out of the weekends and out of the evening hours. And just enjoy the heck out of yourselves, because we only get this one go around that we're sure of. And if we get another one, then we should inform it with as much joy from this one as possible. So peace, be well, and enjoy everything. Thank you. Bye-bye.